Also forbidden for you are married women, except those who have fallen in your hands as prisoners of war. This is the order of Allah relating to marriage prohibitions. All women other than these are lawful provided you seek them in marriage with gifts from your property, desiring chastity and not lust. Give them their dowry as an obligation for the benefit you have received from your marriage. However, there is no blame on you if you change the agreement of dowry with mutual consent. Allah is the knowledgeable, the wise. If any of you cannot afford to marry a free believing woman, let him marry one of his own slave girls who is a believer. Allah knows how good you are in your faith. You all belong to the one and same community. Marry them with the permission of their family and give them their fair dowry so that they may live a decent life in wedlock and not live as prostitutes or look for secret illicit relationships. Then, if after marriage they commit adultery, they shall be given half the punishment prescribed for a free adulteress. The concession of such a marriage is for those of you who fear that they might commit a sin if they do not get married. But it is better for you to practice self-restraint. Allah is forgiving and merciful.